Well, good morning.
Morning.
Everybody doing all right? Oh, that sounded convincing. Everybody doing all right? Say amen. That's right. I don't care what kind of a lousy awful week you're having. You're in God's house. That's right. Well, Larry had a real, real neat special music, but I asked him to change the rest. I'm actually going to be playing during the invitation. It's a real neat version of Softly and Tenderly, which is one of my most favorite invitation hymns. So when it comes to the invitation, that's when we're going to play this, and it is just absolutely gorgeous. Well, we got a business meeting after church. I think this is a good business meeting. I thought it might take us a couple of years to have this kind of a business meeting, but we pulled it off in several months, and so we're tickled with that, but we're going to present to you our figures and what we've come up with and what's going on in order to put a new roof on the church. Of course, since it is a business meeting, so it requires your vote to pass it, and we'll be doing this shortly after our service this morning, so if you are a member, then we invite you to stay and be a part of that business meeting. I'm not going to preach that long this morning, but I do want to talk to you about something. I'm going to finish up this series on heaven. We're going to talk a little bit about this millennial period, and then I'm going to put it in order. So many people still, as I talk to people, are still confused on the order of how things have happened in the past and how they're going to happen in the future. And I'm going to put it on film today. I'm going to put it up here on this board. And I'm going to walk you through what's going to happen from the very beginning of time, as we know as the Old Testament, all the way through the New Jerusalem and the New Heaven. Now, I'm going to start a new series starting next week. I've been requested to do this probably a month or so ago. The request, though, didn't come through our church membership. It came through an email that I got, and I just happened to agree with it. As we get closer and closer, listen to me closely, as we get closer and closer to the coming of Jesus, Satan is fighting everyone, including my family and your family, everybody that we can come up with. He is fighting and coming after them with a vengeance. What is frustrating to me is that people are letting him win. I don't understand that. I've never understood that because Satan did not have to win. But I'm going to start a new series on just how does Satan work. Because he really is a real stick operator. He's real cute at times, although he really comes across ugly at times, because he comes into our lives cute, but he comes out of our lives very ugly.
Amen.
And we're going to look at how he works, what he does, why is he doing it, what's his problem, what's his issue, and why in heaven's name are God's people letting him tear up their lives? I don't understand it. And we're going to hit this hard. We're going to hit it with a vengeance starting next week. Just how does Satan work? And then the part of this series, I want you to listen to me closely. Sometimes Satan uses us to do his work. God's people. How in the world does that happen? It happens when God's people takes their eyes off of Jesus. Because if we're not watching Jesus every day and living for him every day, we're working for Satan. And sometimes we don't even know it. And we're going to walk through this study and we're going to see. Understanding through this study, I'm going to constantly remind you, Satan is not the winner here, although some people are letting him win. He's not the winner. If you're part of God's family, and I say that with a big if, if you're part of God's family, if you're saved, if you're a Christian, you can win. You can.
Amen.
But it's going to be up to you. What are you going to do? How are you going to fight? Whose side do you want to really be on? No one can answer this but you. As we get into this starting next week, how does Satan work? Are you interested in this study?
Amen.
Good. All right, Brother Larry, if you're ready, I'm ready. Let's finish up our study under the term of heaven with this big question. We just got through studying about this. I have more questions about this than any other thing. What is this millennium? What is it all about? And I'm going to answer it again for the last time, and then I'm going to give you the order of events that has to happen and how it's portrayed in the Bible to get to what we finally know of as the new heaven and new Jerusalem. All right, what is the millennium? Here we go, Brother Larry. Let's go to Revelations. Chapter 20, verses 1 through 4. You remember this. John says, "And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold of the dragon, the old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. I can't wait for this. I am so sick and tired of Satan and his lies, his deception, his teaching. I can't wait till one day that chain gets around his neck and he will be put away for 1,000 years. If the only voice I hear in heaven is Jesus, then I want to have him talk. I mean, I can't wait. What about you? Are you tired of hearing his voice? I'm tired every time I turn the TV on, every time. I've never seen such stuff that Satan's up to in these last days. And really, we shouldn't be surprised, but still, it's amazing to me. And cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up. Oh, I'll be so glad when he shuts up. And set a seal upon him. Not only shut him up, but put a rock on his ears for a while. That he should deceive, there's that word, the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. Now, I explained to you what that was back there in our study of Revelations, but I'm not going to deal with that right now. But I'll just be glad when he is shut up. All right, go ahead, Brother Larry. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon him. And the judgment was given unto them, that's all the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, that for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads, or in their hands, and they live, they being us, and reign that be us with Christ 1,000 years. We're going to live, and we're going to reign. We're going to live, and we're going to reign with Christ 1,000 years. I've said this over and over. I don't know what kind of job I'm going to have, but I'm going to love it. I've had some good bosses in my day. I've had some lousy bosses in my day. But for this 1,000 years, I'm going to have the best boss on the planet. His name is Jesus Christ. Give him a hand of applause. Oh, we're going to live. Oh, how we're going to live. You know, people are not living today. They're existing. Let me say that one more time. People are not living today. They are existing. They're just in some type of, I don't know what kind of routine or what type of pattern they're in, but they're just existing. And I don't understand that. I understand how hard this world gets, because I've explained what a tough year Monica and I have had. But hey, during that tough year, Jesus was still Lord of our lives. We still pray to him every day. We still walk through it every day. I don't know what you're facing or what you're not facing, but you don't have to face it alone.
Amen.
You don't have to go through life alone. You don't have to be angry alone. You can get through this, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter what you're facing, if you'll just walk through it with Jesus. Live and reign with him. Live and reign with him. Live and reign with him every day of your life, and you will get through this world just fine. You will have everything that you want, but you will have everything that you'll need. Now, does that mean you're going to be happy all the time? No, I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about your good. You will have victory, 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 victory every day as long as you follow Jesus. Don't make him follow you. That ain't how it works. When you get ahead of Jesus, you're going to get hurt. Because I tell you this illustration all the time. Satan is coming at you. He's going, before this day's over with, he's going to come at every one of you before this day's over with. I promise you. Well, let me tell you this. Understand something. If Jesus is behind you and he comes at you first, he will run over you. He will hurt you. He will destroy you. And he will knock your faith down to the bottom. But if you bring Jesus in front of you and you're following Jesus, he has to face Jesus first. And let me tell you something. If he faces Jesus first, he will not get to you. Jesus will knock him on his tail before he has a chance. Give the Lord a hand of applause. And if you know anybody that needs to hear this, tell them about our website. I want our church people to listen to me. If you're not going to come to church, call and say, well, at least go to the internet and listen to me. One good thing about that is if you get on the nerves, you can shut me off. Here you got to listen for at least if you can't just say, I'm going to turn it down pretty well. But, you know, do encourage people. You know, we don't do this just to reach the world. We got some church members that are not here that need to listen every day to what's going on. Because Satan should not win. Satan should not win. We are going to live and reign. Live and reign. Live and reign. That should be the model of your life every day. Give the Lord one more hand of applause. Alright. Now I'm going to put up here as much for the internet world that follows me and watches me as much as our own people. I want you to know exactly from the Old Testament to the end the order in which things and where we are at right now in the midst of this order. Are you ready? Say amen.
Amen.
All right. You ready? You can write this down if you want to. I don't care. Just get it in your mind. All right, Brother Larry, here we go. When will the millennium take place? Let's look at the order. Here we go. Number one. Well, this ought to be pretty simple. In the Bible, what's the very first thing in the Bible? The Old Testament. Genesis. In the beginning. And in the beginning, God was there, believe me. The Old Testament. Next. We call this the church age. The church age begins with the birth of Jesus. And it goes all through the New Testament. And it's going to happen all the way until the rapture of the church. So we're living in what now?
The
church age. Because the church is still in existence. There are churches all over this country. Some of them are hurting. Some of them are barely keeping their doors open. But there are churches all over the globe. This is the church age. You are a part of the church age right now. You with me? Say amen.
Amen.
We believe the Bible teaches that the rapture is the next thing that's going to happen. Now we all know that's where we're going to get caught up in the air with Jesus. Now, if we happen to die before this happens, that's okay, because my spirit won't want to be with the Lord, but I won't get my new body until the rapture of the church. And we all know what's going to happen in all of these old bodies that we have now are going to be joined with our souls. And we're going to get a new body. We all have a lot of fun talking about that. I don't care what it looks like. I just want to have a new body.
Amen.
I'm tired of this body. I'm tired of it. I'm like Carl, I'm tired of my body. Alright? Now this one here, he lost half of his body, so he don't have it anymore. I'd like to lose half of my body because I lost half of my mind trying to lose half of my body. But one day I ain't going to have to worry about it. I ain't going to have no illness.
Amen.
I ain't going to worry about no kidneys. Although, let me say this. I'm very excited about this. Now, I'm not getting my hopes up, but I'm just telling you. My kidney function is coming back. Now, wait a minute. Now, hold on. Don't get all out of shape just yet. I did call Marcia. I went to my regular doctor. And my kidney function is up probably somewhere, once it gets below 11-12%, they put you on dialysis. And you remember last year I had the choice, either have my foot cut off and save my kidneys, or save my foot and lose my kidneys because of the strong antibiotic they put me on. Well, I chose to save my foot. Obviously the antibiotics took my kidneys the rest of the way out. But they did not go out on their own. They went out because of medication. Well, now because of this peritoneal that I'm on, it encourages your kidneys to start to work again. And guess what? They're starting to work again. Now, I'm back up somewhere around, and they dropped down to about 5 or 6%. Now they're back up to about 10, 11%. Now, does it mean it's up enough where I can put dialysis to the side for a while? But I am heading in the right direction. I don't know whether that day will ever come again, but anyway, I just want to give the Lord the praise for that.
Amen.
All right? Because if my kitties will get back in order, my mind will follow. I'm like Mark. I'm functioning off about 5 or 10% of my brain. If I get that thing up to about 15%, buddy, you better watch out. Because if I get kidney function and brain power back, buddy, we own the game. So, but anyway, I ain't gonna have to worry about any of that stuff once I get that new body. I ain't gonna have to worry about no brains. Nothing. All I'm going to do is be there to serve the Lord. I believe this is coming. I believe it's right on our doorstep. But the next thing after the church age is the rapture of the church. Now, we've talked about this for a long time. After that, we're going to go through a 7-year tribulation. You don't want to be here. Although there's going to be people who are going to be saved during that time, you don't want no part of this 7 years. This is going to be horrible. This is when Satan's true colors comes out. And it's going to be a horrible time. At this point in time, when you accept Jesus, a lot of people are going to have to die because of their faith. But this is going to be an awful, awful time. Keep in mind, I don't want a part of this. I want to be gone. I don't want nothing. I'm going through enough tribulation now. I don't want to have to go through the great tribulation. Okay? Because Jesus is going to save me from that. Everybody with me? Say amen. All right, well, Larry, let's go. Now, the second coming of Jesus Christ. People get this confused with the rapture. The second coming of Jesus Christ is when he literally sets his feet back on this planet. That's the second coming. The rapture, we're going to meet him in the air. He ain't coming back to this earth yet. Now, the second coming, at the end of the 7-year tribulation, he's coming back with the Battle of Armageddon. We went through all this. You know that. We studied it. He's coming back. He's coming back powerful. And he's going to wipe out this planet with sin. You get that? You understand that? You with me so far? That's what we call the second coming of Christ. Understand that, internet world. This is what I mean by that. This is when he sets his feet back on this planet. Now, once he does that, and he sets everything right again, we're going to have 1,000 years where we rule this planet. When I say we, it's Jesus. I'm just his helper. We're going to have a good time, all right? We're going to have this planet that's going to be run like this planet should be run. There ain't going to be no wars going on in Europe. We ain't going to have nothing going on like that. Jesus will be the boss, and he's going to rule it for 1,000 years. Now, during that 1,000-year time, up in the sky above us, there's going to be a new city. New Jerusalem, this heavenly place, streets of gold. At the end of this 1,000 years, the city's coming to this planet. And let me tell you something, the gates are going to be open. It's going to be 1,500 square miles and 1,500 stories tall. Believe me, there's enough space for anyone. There's room at the cross for you. There will be enough place for you in this new heaven. I can't wait to see it. It's going to be the most, even though the New Testament tries to describe it, you can't describe it with human hands and human hearts. The beautiful, beautiful, beautiful city that this is going to be. God the Father will see for the first time there. His son Jesus there. There ain't going to be any need for church. There ain't going to be a church there. Someone said, you know, are we going to attend church in heaven? Why? Why do I need to go to church? I'll be in church 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. I'm going to be around Jesus. I don't need a church. I don't need a building. I don't need any of that stuff. We don't need church. We will be in church. There will be no need for church. We won't have no need for the Son. You ain't going to have no needs, period. That's all going to be met. A marvelous, wonderful, amazing grace of Jesus. You get the order? Do you see it? That's the order of the world in which we see it. Believe me, we've got a lot of great days ahead of us. We're just still in the church age. But believe me, you need to know Jesus. Because after the church age, you won't be a part of this rapture. Either if you've already gone being the Lord, your soul is going to come out, your own body's going to come out of that grave and join your soul, or we're going to be changed in a matter of a blink of an eye. And I hope I'm living when it comes, because I'm going to blink my eye, I'm going to be gone. And I feel sorry for those left behind. And I'm going to tell you something. I am convinced. I'm convinced of this. I'm convinced that half the people on the church rolls around this world is going to be left behind. Because if your name's on a membership, that means nothing to me. I don't care if it's on a card. I don't care what it's on. I could care less. Because it's not about what church you're a member of. It's whether or not you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Are you serving Him? Are you letting something stop in you? What are you doing? People, we better wake up. We better wake up, and we better wake up fast. Because I'm convinced that half the church is going to be left behind. Just because their name's on the road, they ain't going to get you in this fight. You don't have a ticket on here. The only ticket you're going to have is if you believe in Jesus Christ. Cove Baptist Church couldn't save you for its life. It ain't nothing but brick and mortar. Preacher can't save you. Oh, if I could, I'd go shake you if I could save you, but it won't make no difference. I could come and shake you until your eyeballs fall out, and you still won't be saved. The only way that you're going to be saved is when you give your heart to Jesus. You believe it, you do it, you don't let that stop you, and you begin to worship and serve a living God like you know He's alive. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Understand. A lot of people cannot understand the great days ahead. Because they can't get past today. They're under so much stress, worry, worried about the almighty dollar, worried about everything under the planet, and yet they can't do anything about it. The only thing that can change your situation is Jesus. Do you know that? It's the only thing that can change your situation. You can cry till there's no more tears. You can stay awake night after night after night after night. All you're going to do is lose sleep and get sick. That's all you're going to do. The only thing that's going to change your circumstances is Jesus. Until some of our people understand that, they're in for one hell of a ride. And that's a shame. That is a crying shame when God wants to put you in and give you the best. Instead, you get the worst. Because you won't let Satan give you the best. Or you won't let Jesus give you the best. Understand. Jesus is on His throne, and no matter how bad it may seem to you, I promise you, if you live for Jesus, there won't be a day that He won't get you through. He'll lift you up. He'll carry you. He'll get you through as long as every day you live for Him. I promise you that. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Stand with me, please. Every head is bowed and every eye is closed. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, how we thank You. How we praise You. Father, Your Spirit is in this place. There are some lives that need to be changed. Father, it's my prayer that somewhere along the line, our church people will wake up and understand that. Father, I pray for those within the sound of my voice will understand that Jesus loves them. He cares. What a friend we have in Jesus, as the old gospel song says. But you know, if you have a friend, you won't speak to it, ain't much of a friend. Do you talk to Jesus? Do you invite Him into your home and into your life? Do you take Him with you wherever you go? Only you can answer. Father, bless this invitation. And all that we stand for, may we stand most of all for You. In Jesus' name. Jesus, the precious and holy name. Larry, if you begin to pray. As your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, I understand softly and tenderly Jesus is speaking to you right now. You're watching me by internet. He's speaking to you right now. Will you listen? Will you come?
Waiting.